So this morning's reading, by the way, everything for the next 6 weeks is based on what you heard as the call to worship at the beginning of the service. And you remember that was when Jesus was being tested. Supposedly, the big question of the day, what is it that is most important? And out of all the things that Jesus could have said, you know, he could have said not eating shellfish. He could have said wearing clothes of a single fiber. He could have said going to temple. He could have said giving sacrifice. He could have said don't sell your body for sex. He could have said all kinds of stuff. But what did he say? Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. That is the most important. It's first on any list. But there is a second set right alongside it. And that is love others as well as you love yourself. And these two commands are the pegs. Everything in God's law and the prophet hangs from them. So the first thing I want to tell you over the next 6 weeks is we are not going to talk about reflection and spend time on the Lenten journey figuring out how bad we've been. Yep. Amen? We are not going to spend a whole hell of a lot of time talking about where you've been. What we are going to spend some time talking about is where are you going? What are you doing? How are you taking this love that God has for you, which is unconditional, applying that to yourself, and then applying it to the world you live in. Amen? I got to tell you that if we started having that kind of conversation around, I guarantee you that it would be really hard for a Russian soldier to shoot a civilian down in the street that was unarmed. And yes, I said that. That's my political statement for the day. But I want you all to know, that's not politics, folks. That is what we have been commanded to do, to love one another as we're loved. So that is what we're basing the entire 6 weeks on. The vicar and I are going to spend time talking about how to love yourself, because we all know that what? That's probably the hardest thing out of the bunch, right? Sometimes it's easier to love our neighbor whom we really don't like than ourselves. I hear it from you all the time about how you don't like yourself, how you're not happy with yourself. Amen? We watch people in sports. We're watching people in the playground and out there playing soccer. And you know, one of the issues is going to be if they don't kick the winning goal, they're somehow not good enough. We don't want you to forget that God loves you unconditionally. So here is another teaching about love. And by the way, this is after Jesus has told the disciples that, look, I'm about to go prepare a place for you. Do you hear that clearly? That God has gone to prepare a place. And Jesus will come back and take us to it. Amen? We watched that happen with Amanda last night. It was the most amazing thing. And even and Amanda was Amanda. Amen? Amanda took a minute to decide that everything was in place and it was time to go. But when it was time, we watched. It was amazing. It was amazing. So Jesus has told the disciples that he's going to prepare a place for them. And then Philip, God love him, sits there and goes, show us the Creator and we'll be content. And Jesus said, you've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand. To see me is to see the Creator. Do you need to hear that again? To see me is to see the Creator. So how can you ask, where is the Creator? Don't you believe that I am in the Creator and the Creator is in me? The words I speak are not mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Creator who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Wow. Believe me. I am in my Creator, and my Creator is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see in these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I am doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Creator, are giving you the same work to do that I have been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. You need to hear that again, because you know there's a lot of people that have run off with that we can ask God for anything, amen, and get it. God, $1 million, which reminds me of another story, but I'll tell you that in a second. Listen to this line again. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That is how the Creator will be seen for who the Creator is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request this way, I will do. Amen. Now, I want to make sure that we've got this framed right, because for so many of you that are watching this service, so many of you that are part of this service, Lent has always been this terrible time, right? It's been this time that you got to think about all the bad stuff you've done. You got to make sure you confess it. You got to make sure that somehow you get right with God so you get saved. People are actually worried about that. And you know how I know that they're worried about it? Because they think that God is a lottery ticket. You know, God, help me win the lottery. God, give me this money. And if you don't think that's true, how about this story that I found this morning? I just want you to think about it. Don't make any conclusions. But a few years ago, a televangelist, I will not say his name, except that he used to throw his coat around, sent a green prayer cloth to thousands of his viewers. And God had supposedly told him that the prayer cloth would be a point of contact between him and the audience for releasing God's blessing. But it came with one essential condition. Of course, you already know what's wrong with this story, right? If you've been with this church very long, there are no conditions to God's love. So that's the first thing. But anyway, there was one essential condition. His viewers needed to send lots of money with the prayer cloth, or as he put it, sow your very best seed. To those who returned the green cloth with some money, the televangelist promised great prosperity. Send me your green prayer cloth as a point of contact with you, he pleaded. When I touch your cloth, it will be like touching you. When you touch this cloth, it will be like taking my hand and touching me. I want the anointing that God has put upon my life for miracles of finances and prosperity to come directly from my hand to yours. You can reign in life like a king. According to the televangelist, and by the way, it was according to the televangelist, that within months of sending in her prayer request, prayer cloth, one woman received $286,000 in bonds and $65,000 in cash. Also as a bonus, her husband was delivered from alcoholism. So there you go, right? If you buy into this, you get rich, have your family's problems solved in a moment by just sending in a prayer cloth. What hogwash. That is not what Jesus told us. Jesus told us, if you want to know what God is, if you want to know how God operates, then hey, I'm it. Now, I know that some people try to turn that into Trinitarian theology, you know, God in three persons, all that kind of stuff. But look, we all know that in our relationships with each other, that you can have relationships that are so close, right? That you can finish sentences for your friends or your partners, or you know exactly what they're thinking. or you know what they're going to do. My husband tells me that I'm predictable. Well, I don't think I'm predictable. Maybe it's more about how connected we are that he knows what I'm going to do. Amen? I pretty much know what he's going to do in certain situations. That was what Jesus was talking about when he said, look, if you've seen me, you've seen God. I am here to teach you about God. So if you want to know what God is, then you need to look at this Jewish itinerant preacher, who, by the way, is not white, doesn't have blue eyes, and blonde hair. Just so I get into trouble with the rest of the evangelicals. And then what did Jesus say in today's scripture? He said, by the way, if seeing me doesn't cut it for you, then look at what I've done. Oh, my goodness. If you want to know how to love yourself, folks, take a look at Jesus. Understand that you are loved unconditionally. If you want to know what to do with that love, then look out and see what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked, or in Georgian, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick and in prison, and you came and visited me. Brothers and sisters, why don't we spend the next 6 weeks figuring out how to accept that massive affirming love that God has given us, and taking that love and going out into the world and finding people that we can feed, offer a drink to, offer shelter, offer our unconditional love. That is what Lent is about. Not a reflection of evil, but a reflection of doing good. God bless you. Amen.